loved Gotham, and he was a very worthy, or he, you know, Joshua Zinder Architects, was a very, very worthy recipient. He talks about sustainability and things that I never really understood, and I would say that Josh is the personification of God.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So that's really impressive coming from Fred. Okay, so
5 to 7 minutes.
All right, so Joshua Zinder Architecture and Design. We're a full-service, multidisciplinary architecture and design firm, and we bring every project, come to every project with the idea that sustainability matters. And even though many of our clients tell us, oh, they don't want to get the building LEED certified, or they don't want to go down the certification process, everything that we do for them is really the same. We still work with an internal checklist, and we review the overall project, and the intent is that, you know, the projects that we do are sensitive to the environment and both mechanically and with the materials that we use. Also, internally in our office, we do a lot of recycling. We generate a huge amount of paper. You know, they said that computers were going to save the world and they were going to reduce the amount of paperwork. That's pretty ridiculous. We've doubled or tripled the amount of paper we generate, and we print on both sides of it, we recycle it. And we also compost. We bring in water bottles instead of having our staff use bottles. And this is really sort of, we do this internally because we want all of our staff to be thinking about it. And then our staff, we have, there are 15 employees firms, and we have 9 of our employees have a certification of some sort or the other, either they're LEED accredited or they're LEED green associates, and we have one that's a passive house certified professional as well. We've dealt with other programs, Green Globes, Green Mark programs, all sorts of different certifications that are out there. We're open to and we pursue them for our clients. And this is really sort of also what we do. We do a lot of adaptive reuse lately. Clients have been asking us for that. We look for sustainability resource materials. We try to get our clients to LEED certify their products because we think it's a great system, but they don't always. Although it seems like, you know, with California passing the LEED requirement laws, that most municipalities will begin to do it. Actually, in New Jersey, expect that, you know, right now 3 municipalities in New Jersey have already adapted the LEED as guidelines. Princeton being one of them, and but they can't make it a law until the state makes it a law first. So I suspect in the next 5 years, almost every municipality across the country will start doing this, because it ends up putting the requirements into the private sector. So, and we also have all LED lights in our office as well. I'm going to talk about 4 or 5 really quickly, so I'm going to go really quickly. So first project is a small apartment complex we're working on. It's an adaptive reuse project in downtown Princeton. The idea is that it's within walking distance of everything significant. Here it is, right there. It's called 30 McLean. I'm just calling it 30 Mac. It is a former Masonic lodge, so it's an African-American Masonic lodge. It has a lot of history behind it. It was quite fascinating. Internally, the building has 3 floors. We are going to be converting that to 4 floors. And the intent is that we're going to be putting 10 apartment units in. When we do this, we have 2 affordable units, which are down here, a duplex. We have bike storage, and both internal to the building and outside, and we have a reduced number of parking spots, and we use the bicycle storage and argument as a way to get a variance for a reduction in parking. And this is also standard. We have the second floor of the first unit 3, that duplex, and there are 3 single floor apartments here, 2 1-bedrooms and a studio, And then on the top two floors, we have four duplexes. And all of this, second floor, and all of this fits into our nice little line of building. So first we have the studio and the two bedroom, those go in, then the duplex. Then we have the other single floor units on the second floor. And then on top of that, we have the four duplexes that all go in. It all fits into this nice little package. And the idea is all sustainable and reusing this existing structure. And this is what it's going to look like when we're all done. Okay? We've also done projects locally and around the world. So we've done projects in New York, Pennsylvania. We have active projects in Texas and Las Vegas right now. This is Skyline 57. It's a restaurant we did in Singapore. And it's part of the Green Mark program. So it was the equivalent of a LEED Gold project that we did in Singapore. The big challenge here was the client said, you're not allowed to block the view. So we pulled the kitchen, the bar, the wine cellar, the bathrooms all together in the center and wrapped with these fins. And it's actually, here's the restaurant is right up on the corner of the Marina Bay Sands. So it has an amazing view. And we pulled all those things together. There's half the people looking out the great view, but the other half are looking back at the restaurant, so they might as well have something interesting. And then we have private dining rooms that have screens and they don't block the view either. This is, we also do a fair amount of corporate office space. This is Taiho Pharmaceutical. And we do a lot of 3D modeling visualizations to allow our clients to do the project. This was a project that was certified by the state of New Jersey. We had to meet their green guidelines for energy consumption and for material usage. And the idea here was we introduced a Japanese tea house into their pantry. Okay, the last project that I have is really beautiful, right? It's a gas station downtown Princeton. But here we're talking about adaptive reuse, right? So this gas station sat empty for 6 years. We convinced a local pizzeria to move into it, and we converted it into what is the hottest place in town. And we have FSC certified woods, we have reconstituted materials in here, energy efficient mechanical systems, that's all in an adaptive use. Reusing existing structures is like the core of sustainability. Josh was in there, Josh was in there.
All right, we're gonna present the certificates and have the photo ops at the end. Because we want to get through this. Joanne, don't put the food in now. You're going to introduce Cox people, please.
Thank you.
I am.
Yes.
Yes.
Juana, thank
you. Juana, I'm going to introduce them.
Yes. Because Joanne is a very intended part of Doc, and Fred probably explained why earlier, right?
No,
she's not.
I'd like to introduce one of the best things that's ever happened to me in a very long time. I've known Fred for years and Gotham for a very long time, and Fred has actually watched me transition through several business opportunities and has always been part of the Gotham family. Recently, I had the greatest honor of being asked to join the team over at Continental Printers in Lakeview, New Jersey to do what I do and combine digital media services with the printing business. And these are two of my new favorite gentlemen, Mike Coughlin, the owner, and Scott Pfeiffer, one of the top salespeople and experts in everything printing. And I'd like to introduce them both and just say I'm really super proud to become a part of that team. And here they are.
Right. Well, thank you. Mike Kaufman, Cox Printers, as we transition to the world of digital media. So I'm going to move quickly also because of the time. We don't have real formal presentations. Our website, and I'd love everybody to go check out Cox Printers and go check out some of the tabs up here, our media, and some of our main initiatives around there. First thing I'm going to do is get on a soapbox about paper. When you use paper, it is not a bad thing. Using paper is a good thing. As our architect says, it has exploded. If you use reforested paper, and I know we have WasteWise friends here too. I don't know if you guys remember us, but we were WasteWise, and you presented also. And so it's somewhere between. You don't waste it. You don't use virgin fiber, but if you use reforested, FSC certified, and the right papers, it's not an evil thing for your environment. That they plant a million trees a day in this country. Yes, a million. And it's good for the environment to plant and regrow the way they do it. It's a science. Again, don't waste it, reuse it. And we are the king of reusing it because when a customer moves and they have leftover letterhead or anything, we cut it off, we head it, we reuse it, we print on it, we give it back, and it goes through over and over and over again. There's another great company in New Jersey where we have some really odd cut paper that was going to go into the dumpster basement for recycling bins. So everything goes into recycling. Instead, we padded it and we sent it to them because it was this catty corner thing and it was the greatest thing. You can still write on it. Okay, so paper's not the enemy unless you're wasting it. You're using the cheap, cheap stuff from Staples or a box store that's coming from virgin parts. Okay? Cox Printers, we are commercial printers. We approach things a little differently. Anybody put ink on paper, but truthfully, what do you do with that product once we give it to you? How does it look? How does it present? And how do you get more business? Because the better our customers do, the healthier our customers are, then the better we are. So whether we do it, we reprinted this book in about a minute, thanks to Joanne did the design and such. But it's a beautiful job, and not bad for the time frame we did it. Anyways,
and the price was wrong.
Next year we'll wait.
Can't you help yourself?
So basically, the goal is not just put ink on paper. How do you differentiate? Well, if you care about your clients and the well-being of your clients, then guess what? You form a relationship with a lot of trust. You become more of a consultative vendor to them. Maybe there's things that you can suggest, different paper, cutting the size, using both sides, doing things so you get more out, less waste, and saves you some money, and so on. The green part of our company, I'm going to leave the last. I'm going to touch on one other thing. We're also very into the social aspect. Internally right now, we're running two programs. One is called Books for Africa. How many of us have books laying around the house and you don't know what to do with? Well, guess what? Those developing nations really need these books. So there are some guidelines, but what we're doing is our employees, as we empty our homes and do that spring cleaning, we're bringing it in, boxing it, and we're shipping it down just as a way to give back in a much larger format. The other is, we're actually running a food drive just to our local customers so they can gather food. We're picking it up, bringing it over to the Linden Food Pantry because we have 200 families in town that need help. And so this is another small way. The social footprint is part of our element. It's part of our culture. Leads us to the green part. So our green and our sustainability starts with my daughters, now 25 and 21, when they were about 6 years old, coming home with a book that said something about solar panels, them saying, Daddy, why don't you do this on your building? And I didn't own a building at that point. And my landlord told me what I could do with that solar panel when I suggested it. So we moved about 8 years ago, 8.5 years ago. We bought this building and lived in it. It's 18,000 square feet, 35 employees, and we worked on converting it. So the first thing is, yes, there's solar on our roof. The solar goes into our boxes that partially powers, not today, partially powers our offset presses. So we are actually driving our own equipment with the solar on the roof. We have two Honeywell wind turbines on our roof. Those are into a separate box that feeds the graphics department. Does it produce a lot? No, it really doesn't. It's semi-experimental. Whatever it does, it does. And I'm in Linden, I'm not at the ocean. But if you're in the right location, it would be amazing. But you know, if you want to talk about it, you have to learn, you have to get into these things. So look, I have 1 minute left.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
30 seconds, 40 seconds.
So basically, on our roof, we have a roof garden. We have 4 honeybee hives. We have nighthawks nests. We have a chimney swift that was built by a Boy Scout for his Eagle Award. That's all on our roof. We harvest the honey, we give it to prospects, we give it to clients. We are putting, to go with the food pantry, rows of plants up there during the right months. So this way we can harvest eggplant, tomatoes, and bring fresh produce to the pantry as part of the social conscience, catch some of that rainwater at the same time that's running off. All our lights, high efficiency, we recycle everything under the sun, and we do give a hoot. So we take care of our customers, healthy attitudes, and it just feeds itself. We've learned how to make being sustainable profitable. We've been on Katie Current, we've been on Chasing New Jersey, we've been on international blogs, and you can make money while being sustainable, which affords you to do the whole thing.
Thank you.
Charles, do you want to say something?
Nope. It's not. Nice job. So our next honoree is a housing corporation associated with our member John Buscarella. And John, come on up and give your presentation.
I'm really honored and surprised to have gotten this award.
John, if you have the PowerPoint button on the bottom of the screen.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right there. It should, but that should pop right up.
Yeah.
No, you add it up. You got to tip out. There. Yeah. Okay. Now go up to the web page. And the clicker, if you want to use it.
Okay, so I'm actually not going to take total credit for this. There's a lot of people involved in what's happening in the housing corporation that I live in. I am the president of the board, and I'm still standing, which is amazing. This corporation was, this housing development was developed in the late 50s. And I'm going to read this because I will forget some of the names. It was Barnard College, Columbia University, Corpus Christi Church, International House, Jewish Theological Seminary, Juilliard, which was in Claremont at the time, not Lincoln Center, Riverside Church and Teachers College and Union Theological all came together to build this complex. And it was built in certain ways to house faculty and stuff like that. It was a private, it was a limited equity co-op. It is now totally open. It is no longer owned by those corporations, although I think 15 of our apartments still have some ownership by one or two of the schools and such. So as you can imagine, it's a bastion of liberalism. It's a bastion of people that are very progressive up there. We have a NORC on our community, on our property. Does anyone know what the NORC is?
Yep, I can't
believe. Okay, a naturally occurring retirement community. I have a woman two floors above me. She's 106.
Wow.
She goes to the gym. So it's a really special place. So it's up in Morningside Heights, and they call it Morningside Gardens. And we have 9 acres, and we have a gardening committee. We have over 80 species of birds have been spotted on the property. We have a butterfly garden. And we have a lot of progressive people that live up there. And about, they started making some changes to the corporation several years ago. And we became the first corporation in, housing corporation in New York City to compost. And what had happened, there was a green market by Columbia, and you used to be able to take your composting to the green line. And so what happened was, I should jump to the order of the slide. So exterior lighting, just to bounce back, we had typical lighting on the outside, and as you know, LED was coming to into play, and it really is state of the art. And so 4 years ago, we hired Domingo Gonzalez, who's quite a well-known lighting designer, and we moved to do LED lighting throughout the entire complex, both indoor and outdoor. And it was really a challenging goal, because I don't know if anyone knows about LED lighting. Basically, we sit down at a meeting, and by the time the meeting ended, something changed in the lighting. So it was really challenging, but we basically changed all our lighting to state-of-the-art LED, reduced our energy costs tremendously, but also reduced the amount of energy that it takes to light our complex. One of the problems, and you're going to see this in New York City, I believe, is the lighting, LED lighting can be extremely blue, and if you've read anything about it, people tend to not like it. Ours is not quite as blue as what the city recommends, or what the city is doing. Part of the problem is everyone wants to light up their cameras. They want to be able to take pictures at night for their cameras. So the lighting level is going to be pretty high. We have cameras on our condos as well. But we were able to not only put something in that was not quite as blue, but we have these now dimmed down to about 65%. And that also has reduced our energy consumption and the amount of dollars across composting. We moved to compost on site. So we literally have composting bins on site, and our shareholders can compost, and it reduced our waste by 35%. The city will pick up your composting. So it's a city program. We were the first housing corporation to do this. We got an award, a commendation from Bloomberg in 2013 for it. And these are the bins, and that's what they look like. They're little bins like that, and they have a perforated cover, so you can cover them. Everybody gets kind of worried with bugs and smell, and it really hasn't been a problem at all. And initially, when we first started, we did the composting. People had to actually bring their composting to the refuge area. Now, people really got into it, so now it's in the basement. People can just bring it downstairs and it's in the cook. Okay.
How much time? 30 seconds.
Okay. Recycling throughout. It's a very progressive community, and they're always after doing things. Right now we have a committee that is trying to get the board to house a Syrian refugee thing. So constant progressive attitude.
Sherry's going to introduce our next awardee.
Next, we have Earth Friendly Products. Dr. Madeira and her team are here. They are celebrating their 50th anniversary this month, so they are not obese. And I'll let them tell you about their life.
Thank you.
Are you going to stay here?
Is it okay for you? You want me to sit there?
Then I have to.
Okay. Sherry shared with you, this year is our 50th anniversary. Our founder started in the 1960s, migrating from Greece, learning English, and studying chemistry at Roosevelt University. We started off his business in Illinois from his garage and expanded to a great business like who we are now. We manufacture over 150 cleaning products, residential and commercial. So any of you are in building business or any other business, you can use our products because you get a better point for LEED certification as well. Over 100 of our products are Safer Choice certified, so it's an EPA recognition for products that are safe for the environment and safe for people to use. We are carbon neutral, water neutral, and all four facilities are platinum level zero waste certified. Means that we have diverted over 95% of our trash from landfill. And we have the highest pay, hourly pay for our employees, $17 an hour. We take care of our employees, PTO, insurance, and providing maternity leave. As one of the members mentioned, sustainability is not only about the products, finished products, that is really also the way we make it and the way we take care of our employees. And economically makes sense. We were able to save nearly $100,000 because we reduce our trash and disposal costs and earn equal amount in recycling programs. We have extensive recycling programs, and basically, you know, it's just all about helping the environment. We only have one planet, and make sure that people who are using our products are safe. That's it. I take care of all facilities, and I have, you know, other stories to share, but I'm sure there are other people. conversations that I've had